This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Alex, what have been some of the learnings so far for C3 during this lockdown?
Big things that would stand out is connection and community is vital. And that's, you know, ultimately what church is all about. Church isn't a building. Church is people. And so maintaining and really focusing in on connection has been really important. And that's where we've felt like we've been able to serve people and help people during this time, is particularly through focusing on connection, encouraging people, being bringers of good news, like yourself, of hope.
That's terrific. And what about connection with your local community? How's your church community gone with serving its local community during lockdown?
Yeah, so we have things that we do collectively, and then we would kind of have a culture of just trying to be people who are reaching out through our what we call connect groups, small groups, where people are making, you know, a neighbor a meal, you know, even just phone calls and going for walks with people that we know are doing it tough. That'd be generally happening. But then we have some specific things. We have an arm that we do called C3 Cares. So we've been doing food hampers and providing real practical help and support for people.
Even during lockdown, Alex, you've been able to maintain C3 Cares.
Yeah, just as an essential service, we've been able to do that. We've also then had an arm of just providing financial assistance where we can through just generosity of our church.
So really, as in people officially apply through like your website or something, or do you mean more person to person? If someone asks, can you help me out, they help out?
You can actually apply with us. So we've said, hey, church, if you're in a position and you'd like to be generous and help somebody that's doing it tough at the moment, here's where you can give. And then all of this is available on our website, c3syd.church. And people can apply if we can just be of help in any way, whether it's financial or with some practical things like food hampers.
That's pretty awesome, Alex.
Yeah, we're trying to do what we can to help. We have a Every Woman conference coming up, which hopefully it'll be a free online gathering of women that hopefully would be encouraging for anybody needing encouragement as well. Again, all on our website.
Speaking of which, Alex, I did want to ask you if at this time you do have a word of encouragement for all of us.
Yeah, totally. I think something we've been looking at is a book in the Bible, which is always good. as a church, Philippians. And it talks a lot about joy. It's written by a guy called Paul, the apostle. The interesting thing about he's writing to this church in Philippi, and he's talking about joy, but he's not writing about it from a beach, and he's not writing to them from, you know, a holiday. He's writing to them from prison. Mm-hmm. He is literally locked down, and he's in prison, and because of what he has found in God and in Jesus, he has this, what I would call, durable joy. It's not joy that comes and goes. You know, there's happiness, but the word happy actually comes from the word happen. It's linked to the word happen, and happiness is generally linked to happiness and what's happening, sorry. So my sense of I'm happy if things are going well. I'm unhappy if things are going bad. But we know in God and in Jesus there's a joy that goes beyond what's happening. It's not a joy found in the pursuit of happiness. It's actually a joy found in the person of Jesus. And so that would be our encouragement, is if in this time, if you can find Christ in the midst of it, you're going to find a source of joy that goes beyond what's happening in the news, goes beyond what's happening in our really tough current circumstances. But there is a joy that surpasses all of that. And it's truly found in Christ, in Jesus.
Awesome, mate. Christ. That's super encouraging. And then finally, Alex, have you got a prayer for us that all of us can pray at this time?
Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, and we thank you that in the midst of every struggle, every challenge, we thank you that you are with us and that you're for us and that you love us. And so we thank you in the name of Jesus for your covering, for your strength, and for joy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.